going on, everybody? Happy hump day. Joe Torti here with you on 97.5 The Fanatic. Got you here until 8 o'clock when the Flyers take on the Capitals. So a little bit of an abbreviated show, but hopefully we can pack plenty in here. As you know, I'm a huge NFL draft fan, so I was just entreated to that last Ron Jaworski show with Lou Riddick, Sal Palantonio. That was just phenomenal for me. I'm sitting there, if you follow me on Twitter, at Joe Torti, it says, you know, I'm just totally nerding out. I was just loving everything that I was hearing. I could talk NFL draft all day. And as a matter of fact, that kind of transitioned nicely into what I was planning on talking about tonight. And that is, Bucky Brooks is one of the best guys in terms of being an analyst, being a scout, kind of projecting where players are going to go in the draft. I would say that Bucky Brooks hits a lot more than he misses. And he wrote an interesting piece on NFL.com today, a 2016 NFL draft do-over. And pretty much the concept of the piece is, based on what you know now, with all of the information that's available to you today, and you could go back and redo the NFL draft, what would it look like? So everybody knows how the first round shook out. Had two trades that ended up moving the Rams into the first overall pick, the Eagles into the second overall pick. And two quarterbacks went 1-2. Jared Goff out of Cal and Carson Wentz out of North Dakota State. Well, with the information that we have now, I think it's pretty safe to assume that Jared Goff would not be the number one overall pick based on everything that we've learned in the 2016 season. I'm not saying that Goff's never going to end up being a player, or that he can, you know, he's incapable of turning his career around, or even that he's not going to be able to succeed much more next year in Los Angeles. But based on what you know and how good so many players have been in this rookie class, it's not that big of a stretch to say that Goff would not be the number one overall pick. However, my jaw was just about on the table when I read that the number one overall pick was not Carson Wentz, but Dak Prescott. Bucky Brooks says that the Los Angeles Rams would have taken, who ended up being the fourth round pick, number one overall, the Dallas Cowboys quarterback. And I raised my eyebrows a little bit. I have an unpopular opinion in this city. I'm not the one who says the only reason that Dak Prescott is succeeding is because he's got Dez and he's got the offensive line and he's got the running game. I think it's a huge contributing factor. But to me, you can look at the guy and know that he can play. I don't know if this isn't about, is Dak better than Carson Wentz? It's not about any of that. I just think that the kid can play. And if you don't think so, based on what you've seen, especially his last outing, I don't really know what to tell you. But this show is not about Dak Prescott. That's not where I'm going today. What I want to know is, you're the Philadelphia Eagles now, and you're still at pick number two. Seeing the way that everything has played out, do you still take Carson Wentz at number two? Carson Wentz looks like he's going to be, if not, a Pro Bowler, certainly the Eagles quarterback, franchise quarterback, quarterback of the foreseeable future. I don't think there's any bones about that. I don't think the Eagles are going to be taking a look at quarterbacks at any point in the next four drafts. But it does make me wonder now, knowing what you know about how the season turns out with Carson Wentz and how the Eagles don't have a defense that teams are afraid of. There's no running game to lean on. There's no weapons for Carson Wentz. You know, all the things that some people on this radio station were saying would be factors in Carson Wentz's success and saying that, well, maybe you shouldn't draft them until you have all these things in place. It got me thinking, and I can't believe this, because I was always of the opinion that if you know that Sam Bradford's not going to be the Super Bowl winning quarterback, that you don't want him. But what I'll say is, how much worse could it have been with Sam Bradford versus what we saw with Carson Wentz? Not saying that it's Wentz's fault, just saying that the Eagles, in terms of their pursuit, building a team for the Super Bowl, I mean, they're far off. And they're not a piece away. I hear some people talking about, you know, just one good draft or one good rookie and then a key free agent signing. All of a sudden, the Eagles are right there. I don't see it. I see the Eagles being in fourth place in the NFC East, which is clearly not a bad division. You got one of the two best teams in football. The Giants are red hot before losing to the Steelers. They look like they're going to be for real. And then you've got Washington, who, whether you think that they're ultimately a good team or a great team or not, they haven't played like it recently. Still, in terms of a talent standpoint, they're ahead of Philadelphia. My argument is that maybe Carson Wentz in this redraft, even seeing how he looks the part of the franchise quarterback, maybe that's not the move. Maybe you've got Ezekiel Elliott being the key figure in your running game and kind of building the team and having Sam Bradford be the quarterback with Ezekiel Elliott. Do you like that combination more than Carson Wentz and Ryan Matthews? I can't believe I'm saying this. I clearly do. What about cornerbacks? Instead of racking our brains and bashing our heads against the wall and trying to say, hey, is Jalen Mills a seventh rounder? Is he going to end up being a starting cornerback for this team? Is he better fitted into the slot? Why are we even asking these questions? Why don't we just get Jalen Ramsey instead? Oh, there's so many pass rushing problems. Connor Barwin's not getting it done. Well, you could have Joey Bosa. There's a lot of options available based on what you know now. And I'm not asking whether the Eagles at the time, with the information made available to them, made the right decision in taking Carson Wentz. That ship's already sailed. We've already done that show. What I'm asking right now, and I want your opinion, 610-632-0975, is there anyone else, based on what you know, that would be a better number two pick to plug onto this team right now? My argument is, based on what I've seen, I like the Sam Bradford. I can't believe I'm saying liking Sam Bradford in the same sentence. I like the Sam Bradford Ezekiel Elliott combo more than I like the Carson Wentz and whoever it is, Ryan Matthews, Kenyon Barner, Darren Sproles, Wendell Smallwood combination. So if I like that combo and Elliott would be my number two overall pick, then there have to be some other options out there. Take it out to the phone. CJ in South Philly starts us off. CJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Joe Torti. What's going on, man?
Hey, Joe. How you doing, man?
Doing great. Thank you.
So listen, you and I are in a very, very rare breed. I am a huge NFL draft fan. I'm one of those nerds that reads about it 365 days a year. I'm constantly looking at players. I'm constantly making my own mock drafts. All my friends and family, they all make fun of me, and I don't care. It's my number one hobby. I love it so much, and I'm glad that there's other people out there that are like me.
Welcome to the boat, CJ.
Yes, indeed. So first thing, before I get to your question, I just wanted I'm curious what you think. In the redraft, he had them taken Jordan Howard, Lions, instead of Taylor Decker. I thought that was insane because Taylor Decker has played really, really well. But you don't take a running back over a 10-year future left tackle. That was my number one problem with it. My second thing is, to answer your question, if I was going to take anybody other than Wentz, I would have taken Jack Conklin. Jack Conklin has been a monster this year. And you know, I love Ezekiel just like you do, but, you know, you can't take a running back who's going to play for the next 5-6 years rather than a kid like Jack Conklin who's going to be a beast for the next 11 to 12 years.
And you like Conklin more than a guy like Stanley or any of the other offensive tackles available?
I think Jack Conklin is the next John Runyon. I really do.
Wow. Well, that would fit in just fine here, CJ. Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. CJ can call up. We can talk draft anytime. That's right up my alley. I love that. 610-632-0975. And that's one thing that we haven't talked about enough. You know, people are talking about, oh, yeah, you got to get a wide receiver and you got to get a cornerback in the draft. I mean, we've seen what this team looks like when the offensive line doesn't have all of the five starters intact. It's ugly out there right now. Even if you think that Jason Peters is going to be able to come back for another year and Lane Johnson's going to be able to avoid any kind of trouble and stay on the field, it's clear that this team needs to look at offensive tackle as well. I mean, there's a lot of needs for this team. It's a whole nother show. On the table right now, it's a redraft based on all of the information that you have right now. What's your move if the Rams end up taking Dak Prescott number one overall? 610-632-0975. Mike in media, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, Mike?
Joe, how are you doing tonight?
Doing great, thank you.
Good. I think you're kind of talking out of both sides here, with all due respect. I mean, you're saying that they have a lot of needs. So, I mean, even if they plug one of those needs with the best player in the draft, Ezekiel Elliott, you know, what are they today? You know, I just don't think it changes anything. And to say that we don't want the franchise quarterback, that's crazy. You know, you had your opportunity, you went out and got it.
Well, Mike, here's the question that I'm asking is that I believe that the difference between Ezekiel Elliott and Ryan Matthews, say, is much greater than the difference between, say, Carson Wentz and Sam Bradford. And based on the numbers and the stats and the team's success this year, I mean, that kind of plays out that way.
Yeah, I understand that the difference between those two, but you're looking at a quarterback in year one versus a running back in year one. The running back's ability to affect the entire team is totally different, particularly when he's running behind one of the best offensive lines of all time.
Sure, of course. Uh-oh, Mike, we got you on a bad phone line. Sorry about that, man. We'll try to get you back another time here. But I heard his point, and look, I get it. It's if you believe that Carson Wentz is a franchise quarterback, and I think that at least he's going to turn into a long-term starter, then those guys don't grow on trees every day. I get it. But neither do guys like Joey Bosa. And believe me, I am not a big fan of first-round running backs generally. Like, you can pretty much just put me on the record for saying that. In fact, I've said that the running backs that I want, if I want a running back in the first round, it better not be a 5 or 6 year player. It had better be Adrian Peterson, who's going to be generational and he's going to be that good for a decade. But those guys, just because they've come up recently, Adrian Peterson, Todd Gurley, doesn't mean that it's so rare that that's never going to happen again. Ezekiel Elliott, clearly. I mean, I don't see any reason why Ezekiel Elliott can't be a long-term starter for the Cowboys, especially considering the offensive line, especially considering the way that he makes himself useful as a receiver out of the backfield. And I mean, I don't have any love for the Cowboys. I'm not trying to say that, oh yeah, everything that they do is great. But let's give credit where credit's due. Ezekiel Elliott, he's in the MVP conversation. Ezekiel Elliott is at the point now where he could be both Rookie of the Year and MVP. I mean, Carson Wentz is Carson Wentz, and that's fine. And he's in a bad position, and I get he doesn't have anybody to throw to, and the offensive line isn't great, and the running game's not great. That was my argument before the draft, that he shouldn't be here to begin with, because do you want to put him in this kind of situation and maybe end up with a Patrick Ramsey, David Carr, worst-case scenario situation? I just wanted to protect myself from that. That's all. And I think that the Eagles are going to be fine with him moving forward. But having said that, it doesn't have to feel like cheating on your girlfriend to say, okay, if we have all this information available to us, would we do anything differently? To me, with the whole Sam Bradford situation looming, you could have stuck around with him for another year, especially knowing that the offensive line might have been in flux if they knew about this Lane Johnson thing. And you bolster the running game. And then you bolster the defense. And then all of a sudden, just like in Seattle, you're just a quarterback away from being a Super Bowl contender. They get Russell Wilson in the third round. And that was lucky. They could have found a first-round quarterback or a second-round quarterback. They get Russell Wilson in the third round and ultimately are able to keep that team together for a good window because Russell Wilson's still on that cheap rookie deal. Now they've had to pay him. They've taken a little step back, step forward again this year. That's my point. If you're the Eagles, you could have protected yourself by having maybe your quarterback of the future for 4 years on a good team with that cheap rate. But now with all of the information that you have available to you, all that's in the past, it doesn't matter. The Eagles' lot is cast. If you could go back and redo the 2016 NFL draft, would you take Carson Wentz, or are you going in another direction? 7 o'clock hour is brought to you by Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse. Delilah's, always on top. My name is Joe Torti. I'm here with you until the Flyers game coming up at 8 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tonight at 8, it's rivalry night in the NHL.
Out in front, Simmons scores!
And the Flyers will battle Alexander Ovechkin in the Washington Capitals.
And another shot. Oh, Mason able to make that save.
Hear all the action right here.
Loose puck, they score!
You're home for Philadelphia Flyers hockey. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Folks, if you're looking for a luxury vehicle, make sure you see the great people over at Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington and Westchester. Or, if you're driving down the shore, stop into their new Mercedes-Benz dealership in Atlantic City. I've been with them for over a couple of years now, and every single time I'm there, I am impressed by their impeccable service and their absolutely beautiful cars. If you're going to sit in traffic or tailgate this football season, treat yourself. Drive to the games in comfort and style. You'll be thrilled with any one of the Mercedes-Benz family of cars. Now, right now, I'm driving the 2017 E300. It is fantastic. Completely redesigned. It's got ambient lighting inside. It makes it look like a spacecraft. Head into the Mercedes-Benz dealerships this week and make sure you go to the ones I go to. Mercedes-Benz of Fort Washington, Mercedes-Benz of Westchester, or Mercedes-Benz of Atlantic City. Check them out online at yourmercedes.com and tell them Mike Missinelli sent you.
Hi, this is Mitchell Modell. Now is your chance to get incredible deals at Modell's. 25% off select Nike and Under Armour fleece for men, women, and boys. 30% off select men's Adidas apparel. $15 Unipro and Reebok men's fleece tops and bottoms. Reebok 3-in-1 system track. It's regularly $59.99, now $40. And up to $30 off Timberland boots. Visit our newest store at Cherry Hill Garden State Pavilion or shop Modells.com for many unadvertised specials. When you gotta get great deals, you gotta go to Mo's.
Become a member of Sixer City for the 2016-2017 season. Sixer season memberships are on sale now. Secure the best seats, gain full team access, and receive exclusive member-only gifts.
Joel Embiid. Here's a big blocking it. Go down and making the play. Embiid does it again.
Membership started only $13 per game. Get in on the action. Go to SixerCity.com.
We're the Pacific Kids at the Chrysler Big Finish event, and we really think that the Chrysler Pacifica might be the most perfect gift ever.
It's just got so many great things.
Like hands-free sliding doors and liftgate.
And it's got exclusive stow-and-go seating, which makes the seats disappear like magic.
And don't forget our favorite, Uconnect Theater. It'll keep you so entertained, you'll never ask,
"Are we there yet?"
ever again.
Parents will like that.
Everyone will like that.
I guess it really is the bestest gift ever in the history of the world.
Get more than a great deal during the Chrysler Big Finish event. During the Chrysler Big Finish event, well-qualified lessees of competitive vehicles can get a low-mileage lease on the all-new 2017 Chrysler Pacifica LX for $249 a month for 42 months with $21.99 due at signing. Tax title license extra. Available features based on FCA US LLC. Premium minivan segment. Call 1-888-CHRYSLER for lease details. Requires dealer contribution and lease through Chrysler Capital. 25-cent charge for each mile over $35,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take retail delivery by 1-3-17.
The Penthouse Club, Philadelphia's premier gentlemen's club, is now offering $5 cheesesteaks on Mondays and $5 Philly roast pork sandwiches on Tuesdays, along with local craft beers and premium distilled spirits. Located on Castor Avenue in Port Richmond, the Penthouse Club is the area's only Vegas-like experience, featuring over 100 gorgeous entertainers, a state-of-the-art light and sound system, and customized motorcycles which descend from the ceiling while dancers are performing. For more info, go to PhiladelphiaGentlemen'sClub.com. The Penthouse Club, where the magazine comes to life.
With over 6,000 firearms in-store and online, backed by our Best Price Plus guarantee, there's no better place to buy a gun than Gander Mountain. Add our knowledgeable sales associates and everything you need to secure your guns, and it's clear why Gander Mountain is America's firearm super center. This week, CCI 22LR Standard Velocity Ammo, plus 6 Sauer 380 Auto Elite Performance FMJ Ammo. On sale now while supplies last. We live for this. We live outdoors. Gander Mountain.
When there's no place to charge your dead phone, withdrawals start. Withdrawals from tweeting, checking email, and watching how-to videos. So keep it charged with a portable power supply for $14.99 in Napa. For $14.99, this portable power supply charges any USB-powered device, preventing you from living in a world where you can't post selfies of you with your truck. That's Napa Know-How. at participating NAPA Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 5/31/16.
Hi, Anthony Gargano here for Citrus Salon and Spa. This holiday season, give your loved ones a little time for themselves at the beautiful Citrus Salon and Day Spa in Bluebell. This is not like the franchise you see in every strip mall. A trip to Citrus is unforgettable. Visit Citrus on Route 202 in Bluebell. Pick up your Citrus gift bag, nicely wrapped, ready to wow. The beautiful bright orange Citrus signature bag. Give the gift of relaxation. Be unforgettable. Call Citrus Salon and Day Spa to order your gift today. 610-277-HAIR. That's 610-277-HAIR. Order online at citrussalonspa.com.
Harry Mays here for North Penn Mazda. If you're looking for a vehicle with a powerful look and great fuel efficiency, you need to do what I did and get into North Penn Mazda today. North Penn Mazda has been a Gold Cup dealer for 6 years in a row, an award given to Mazda dealerships with the highest customer satisfaction rating in the country. North Penn Mazda is the right experience and the right choice. Located on Route 309, just 2 miles north of the Montgomery Mall. See models, pricing, and inventory online at northpennmazda.com.
The holidays are the perfect opportunity to show her how much you care. This year, capture her heart with a piece of Pandora jewelry that captures her eye. Consider the holiday collection with sparkling blue earrings and sterling silver charms, because her joy is the greatest gift to you. Shop Pandora Jewelry now for unique gifts that will make her and you shine.
Hurry into the King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Quaker Bridge Mall Pandora stores for the perfect holiday gifts.
There is still time to get that perfect gift. Stop by Massage Envy for your last-minute holiday shopping. Get a $25 promotional card when you buy $100 in gift cards, and get a $50 promotional card when you buy $150 in gift cards. Call or visit your nearest Massage Envy today.
Xfinity X1 will change the way you experience TV. Track live scores right on your TV and easily switch between games with the sports app.
Derek here from Time After Time. As we celebrate our 25th anniversary as the area's number one watch specialty stores, it has me thinking. We service and repair 20,000 watches a week. Thank you for the trust you have in us. But why not purchase all your watches from us? We carry all your favorite brands with the best selection, free sizing with every purchase, competitive pricing every day, and best of all, we know watches. It's what we do. So buy from the ones you trust. TimeAfterTimeWatches.com for the location nearest you, and tell them Derek sent you. Happy holidays to all.
Joe Torti back with you on 97.5 The Fanatic. Just in time for the holidays, the Fanatic Fan Shop has all new items. Check out the new Fanatic baseball cap, knit beanie, golf polo, and the warm fleece quarter zip. You can also get the limited edition t-shirts, mugs, phone cases, pint glasses, and more. Just go to 97.5thefanatic.com, click on the link for the Fan Shop, and start shopping. Joe Torti and Devon Givens here with you behind the glass, and I haven't gotten Devon on the record yet. We're talking about the 2016 NFL Draft do-over. Based on what you know now, if Dak Prescott goes number one overall, as Bucky Brooks says that he would, to the Los Angeles Rams, Philadelphia at number two. Devon, I've got to ask you, are you still sticking with Carson Wentz, or is there some other shiny new toy that you'd want to see under the tree?
I think I would still stick with Carson Wentz.
You would?
Because of the franchise quarterback option that we're talking about, you have to land that. Now, I was a big Ezekiel Elliott guy before the draft, where most people were feeling like you can't take a running back that high. I was not one of them.
But you'd be justified now if you said that.
You would be. You would be. But would he have the same success behind this offensive line?
Okay.
Lane Johnson out. If everything happens the same, Lane Johnson out, a bunch of shuffling going on, would he still be effective in not having the outside weapons to help him out and support him on the ground game? Because as we talked about, we heard Sal say, you know, I mean, a lot of people say, LeSean McCoy was helped out a lot by DeSean Jackson.
True.
So if you have Bryant and the other receivers and Jason Witten in Dallas, would it still be the same here in Philadelphia? I would have still done it if it fell where Carson Wentz was taken first, but I still stick with Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Right now.
All right. We'll head out to the phones. One point, though, I do want to make. I would love to just take option C and just have like a great team and just be like, I'll just take the whole team right now, and then we'll figure out the pieces. If you're the Eagles and you're looking at best player available, I'd be hard-pressed to say that anybody is decisively better than Ezekiel Elliott at that number two spot. We'll have to see. Back to the phones we go. We're going to buzz through as many of these as we can, heading up to the Flyers. Joey on the cell. You're up first on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Joey.
Hey, guys. I just want to say Merry Christmas to you guys, first of all.
Merry Christmas, Joey.
Yeah, man. And also, the level of thought and insight on the station is so much more in-depth than the one down the dial. I'm not trying to hate on them, but you guys are just second to none up there.
Appreciate you saying so, Joey.
Of course, man. Back to your question, I think your producer just hit the nail on the head there. It's like, you know, trying to find that franchise quarterback, it's not as easy as, you know, digging to the bottom of a cereal box to find one. I mean, we got our guy. And having Zeke Elliott behind this offensive line would create nothing but frustration from him. And, that offensive line in Dallas is obviously the catalyst for his success and Dak's success, not to mention Witten and, Dez Bryant and Beasley and Terrence Williams to some level there. But I think the Eagles are going to be just fine in due time. A few more years. I still believe in Peterson. I know a lot of people up there want his head on a pig pole. But I think things are going to be great. We just got to have some patience and do a little bit of believing.
Joey, that's great stuff, man. But thanks for the phone call. The one thing I do want to ask, though, is that, you know, if that's the case and Dallas's offensive line is making everybody better, why in the world are we wasting time talking about the cornerbacks and the wide receivers in this upcoming draft? Why aren't we talking about making the Eagles offensive line the best offensive line and taking our first three draft picks and making them all offensive linemen? I mean, if that's going to be the answer, and by the way, I don't agree. If you watch Ezekiel Elliott in college, and you see the things that he's doing, yeah, he's not getting hit until he goes to the second level. But, I mean, Zeke's a special player. I mean, if you want to say that Dak Prescott's having a lot of success because of the offensive line, I'll buy that. But Zeke, while being helped out by the offensive line, at least as far as I'm concerned, it's clear as day, he'd be doing just fine. Maybe not with the Eagles' offensive line, but you got to start somewhere. You got to start with the best player available. I don't know why you have to start with the quarterback and then go the other way. See, to me, building a team works the best. You build everything else first, and then you get the right quarterback, whether it's Carson Wentz or whoever. I understand that. But to me, the quarterback should come later, if not last. Dan in Northeast Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Dan.
What's up, Joe?
Doing great, man. Thanks.
I completely agree with Devon. Now, on your point, like, if it was just about the offensive line, like, why are we just doing that? But it's not just about the offensive line. The Cowboys have a well-rounded offense. They have the threat downfield with the wide receivers that makes the defense have to respect Dak in throwing the ball, and they also have to respect the running game. With the Eagles, they have no threat down the field. So even if you had Zeke on the Eagles and you still had Sam Bradford with no receivers, all they have to do is just line up in the box and make – all they have to focus on is the run.
I agree.
It makes no difference.
I agree, but then it's not just about the offensive line, like you said. It's about the wide receiver. It's about, so all the excuses that people make, oh, the Cowboys are only good because of this, they don't add up if it's just the offensive line because they built a team. The Eagles are more than just one or two pieces away from being a Dallas Cowboys-level team.
Oh, absolutely. They have to improve on their offensive line. They have to improve their wide receivers. They have to improve on the running back. The tight end's okay. We're okay with the tight end right now, but eventually that's going to need to be replaced as well. They need to replace basically every facet of that team except for the quarterback, I think.
Dan, that's a great point, and that's exactly the problem. That's exactly what my issue is with this whole thing, is that by the time the team is ready, the quarterback's going to be on his $100 million deal. And then you can't get the one or two last pieces that you need to plug in to say, all right, the last thing that we need is whatever, a free safety. The last thing we need is a move tight end. You're not going to be able to land those pieces because you've seen what happens when these teams have to pay quarterbacks top dollar, and then all of a sudden the team doesn't compete. The window's closed. That's exactly my point, and that's the problem. Joe in Bristol, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic with Joe Torti. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, how you doing, Joe?
Doing great, thanks.
I kind of lost hope this year with the Eagles.
Oh, no.
I think they should have kept Bradford, but the biggest mistake they made, I have no idea why they got rid of DeMarco Murray.
No,
they could have had Bradford, Murray, running the right way, not the way Chip used them last year.
Right.
And then draft an alignment, a good lineman to start with. I think that would have really been a good team. Then they could have went for a quarterback. But I still think Murray could have helped them for the next 3 or 4 years.
So based on what you know now then, Joe, and I agree with you, by the way, because Murray's running just like he ran in Dallas and Tennessee. There's no reason he couldn't have done that here. Based on the information that you have, though, Bucky Brooks's redraft says that Dak Prescott goes number one overall. If that's true, are you still going with Wentz?
I'd go with Wentz, and I definitely would keep DeMarco Murray. Okay. I think DeMarco Murray was their biggest mistake.
Okay. Well, you know what, Joe? I appreciate the phone call. The truth is you can't have both of those guys. DeMarco Murray, he traded away, and that was part of, to my understanding, that was part of the move to get up to number two. I have to go back and remake sure. But I think the assets that they accumulated, part of that came from that Tennessee trade. I have to go back and check that out. Chad in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Chad.
Hey, what's going on, Buck?
Not too much.
Yeah, I mean, Dak Prescott, I'm a Cowboys fan. I hate to say it on the radio, but the fact that he would even be in conversation of going first is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I was a little surprised to see that myself.
I mean, I think you guys did a really good job with Wentz, but I think overall, as far as seeing the whole season play out, I think, without a doubt, Zeke is the best draft value at number one. I mean, of course, you know, the people who are positioned in the early picks of the draft, they really didn't need a running back, but value-wise, Zeke's the best person to come out of this draft so far, regardless of the quarterback rating for Dak, which is incredible, too.
I agree with you, Chad. Thanks for the phone call. You know, that's what I was thinking about the Browns trading out from number two. Browns aren't in position to trade out for anything. You had to take whoever was at the top of your board. Let's mix in some Sixers talk. Mike in Chichester, you're up on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Joe.
Thanks for making it.
Of course. I just wanted to take a quick second and talk about the Sixers because, you know, all the conversation over the last couple of days, I think we're missing the forest for the trees on this. The real problem has not been Nerlens Noel. The real problem has been the inaction from the front office and Colangelo. And specifically, you know, we're all talking about what's going to happen with Nerlens. We should be getting rid of Jahlil Okafor, right? We need to be having a conversation about what assets we're going to get in a trade back for Jahlil, because if you think about where this team projects to be longer term, Nerlens has way more value as someone that can maybe switch on the perimeter, protect the rim, potentially share the court with Embiid. And all this has done is distract us. So I'm hoping that we can refocus.
Uh-oh, Mike, we got you broken up there at the last second. But, you know, the point's made. I'll say this about the whole Okafor thing and the Noel Colangelo deal. I've kind of been Mr. Ja for a while. I'm an Okafor fan. But that's because, you know, I'm a big college fan. I watched him at Duke, and now I see that he can score at the NBA level. But the thing that nobody really talks about anymore with Okafor, and why I'm kind of switching around into the Nerlens Noel side of things, is Nerlens Noel is a modern player. Nerlens Noel runs the floor. He finishes lobs. He's a defensive presence. Guys like Jahlil Okafor, Greg Monroe, and Inez Kanter, these are guys who are falling out of favor with their teams. They're falling out of rotations with their teams. And frankly, they're kind of going the way of the dinosaur. So if the Sixers are going to be this team with Ben Simmons, and obviously Joel Embiid has been spectacular from an athletic standpoint, he's kind of a forward, progressive big man, then where does Jahlil Okafor fit in this whole thing? You couple that with the fact that Okafor has been regarded as a commodity. You know what he is. And frankly, he's probably more valuable in a trade right now today than Nerlens Noel, obviously, because one, Noel's not playing. Two, everybody knows that he's unhappy with the situation overall. They think that, C, they can just fleece the Sixers because they're like, oh, yeah, we'll take them off your hands for you. You want a bag of balls? I mean, that, to me, doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So if you are the Sixers, you're looking at that. And by the way, I appreciate all the calls on the redraft. We'll explore that in a little while because I think there's more meat on that bone. The Flyers are going to take on the Capitals at 8 o'clock. You can hear it right here on The Fanatic. When you talk about the whole trade business when it comes to the Sixers, I'm starting to come around on the fact that Jahlil Okafor is eventually going to be traded. I never thought he would be. And whether or not Nerlens Noel is, I mean, I think that the Sixers owe it to themselves to take a look at Nerlens Noel and Jahlil Okafor, or rather Joel Embiid together, Noel and Embiid, along with Simmons, because all of a sudden that's a transition team that can do some serious damage. Once again, I want to remind you that the Fanatic Fan Shop is back here just in time for the holidays. The Fan Shop has all new items. Check out the Fanatic baseball cap, knit beanie, golf polo, the warm fleece quarter zip. I might need one of those in the studio. It's getting a little chilly in here. You can also still get the limited edition t-shirts, mugs, phone cases, pint glasses, and more. Just go to 975thefanatic.com, click on the link for the fan shop, and start shopping. Special thanks to Devon Givens behind the glass, keeping us on the straight and narrow. Devon, always great to talk to you, man. And I think we're working together again soon, so we'll have to keep this conversation rolling.
Yeah, we can revisit it then.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Season will be over, I think, when we are on the air together, so we can reconvene on that. That should be pretty fun.
No doubt. Looking forward to it. Thanks a lot, man.
Absolutely.
See you on the other side. Joe Torti, Flyers coming up next, taking on the Capitals. You can hear it right here. See you later, everybody. 97.5, The Fanatic.